I mean, it is. You know, I mean, of course, you put that guy on your list way before the season even starts. You know, week two, you're playing Justin Smith. You know, I mean, I know it may not sound like, you know, much to, you know, everybody, but to me, my wife knows when it's Justin Smith week, you know, get out of my way, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? She knows, you know what I mean? So, same we play like a guy like Kevin Williams and, you know, LaRoy Glover back when he was with the Rams, stuff like that. So when you play great players, you got to have a different mindset. And, you know what I mean? And that's the thing about Justin. I mean, he just comes to play every single week, every single play. And that's what makes him so great. And, you know what I'm saying? Honored to be able to play against a guy like that. And you know, so we'll see.
How does a matchup like this?
I mean, definitely. Like, you know, definitely. You know, he was definitely one of the guys, you know, I had in mind when I was doing, you know, putting the weight on and stuff like that. I mean, he's just a great guy. You know what I mean? He's a great football player, and I love watching him work and stuff like that. You know, I like it a lot better when, you know, he's the one on film and, you know, we're not actually in the game together, but you know what I mean? He's a great player. I mean, this is, you know, when my career is done and stuff like that, when somebody asks me who was the guy out there, that's the one of the guys I'll say.
So during the offseason, this kind of a matchup.
You know, I wouldn't say, I'm not saying he was, you know, he's everything I work for, but, you know, he's one of them. I mean, you still got to block B.J. Raji and Kevin Williams down the stretch and all those guys, but you're playing yourself if you say you don't get hyped for this one.
I mean, she
knows. Like I said, her father played in the league and coached in the league, so she knows when you got a important game and stuff like that, your temperament level is a little different, you know, when you get home and stuff like that. And she understands that. I mean, she doesn't stay out of my way. She's my wife, of course, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's, you know, how was your day, honey? A lot more than, hey, you know, come change this diaper. You know what I mean?
So it's a little different.
I mean, it's important. I mean, you can see what teams are going to do. They're going to try to stop our run. I mean, try to just, I mean, stop our pass, you know what I mean, because that's where we're dangerous at. So we gotta be positive. Every time we get the ball, especially this game, man, we're going to earn everything.
I thought we played pretty well against them, honestly. Aside from, I think, maybe two big runs, we played pretty well on defense. So probably couldn't have done anything differently. We had that one play where they scored at the end. Well, I think I maybe could have made a play, but, hey, man, it happens. And, I'm here this year, and hopefully we have a different outcome.
Challenge, though, that they...
I think we understand what we need to do in that particular instance against that particular play. We're going to be expected. This league is a copycat league, so everybody's going to see what was successful against us last year and then try to implement that. And we're not idiots on the side of the football, and we obviously understand that. So we're going to work on those particular things and make sure that we iron them out. It's too early. I mean, we had a good game. We played well, but, I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. I don't find it anything special out of the ordinary. I expect Nick to play the way he did. I expect Corey to play the way he did. Same as Sammy. In my particular instance of myself, very average game for me. Their offense they have some potency to it. Obviously, it's headed up by their running game. We saw that last week against St. Louis in their attack with Steven Jackson. We expect to see something very similar, but obviously they have an opportunity to have more formations and a different group of guys that come in. So we'll be eager to see what they have in store for us and be prepared for it. It's important for us every single game that we face anybody, especially when we have teams like this this league period is pass happy, and everybody has pretty good receivers, and some teams have elite receivers. This team in particular with San Francisco, they've got good receivers and they have a great tight end that can also be a receiver and threat. So there's a lot of things that we have to take into account, and I think a lot of it mainly is going to depend on the defensive line of us to get pressure and be able to hone in, or really the front seven to be able to play both. That's something that we work on, and something that we strive to do throughout camp and especially in game situations, get the ball out. Last week we didn't do a very good job of it, but we just need to hone in and understand that we're going to have to get the ball back for our offense so they can put up more points. It's 1-15. It's a very good NFC. The only way I see it is a little bit more heightened. It's an NFC team that we're going to possibly face maybe later on down the line. But, I mean, it was just important as it was last year as it is this year.